Back as we head into the fourth inning, it'll be Heft, who struck out first plate appearance. Jacobus has 5 strikeouts, 2 walks, has given up an unearned run, and works into her fourth inning of action here. She has limited them again in this game to no hits to this point. So it's again been a couple of errors by the Lady Giants of Powell. They got the runners on the base pass here, and Jacobus goes wide outside. It's 2-0. The Lady Giants capitalize on a ball out in right field with the bases loaded. Got the base hit. Good job there by Plummer. And then the ball was let by the right fielder there, so it gets away. So it's 3-0. So Jacobus gets takes with an extra 3 runs, and then she goes behind in the count 3-0. So I have a conversation here, Coach Barnes, with that 3-0 count here. He's going to get back focused here. And I'll tell you another thing that, you know, I think we probably don't realize a lot of times too, Mark, is that the win situation with your pitching, it does take a little bit and affect some of your pitches out there.
Yeah.
You know, some of the regards to it.
Or what you think you need to throw.
So Lady Giants here will settle down. Coach Barnes had a little conversation. Defensively, Hedges plays up at third. Over at first is Maddie, and she plays over at first base. 3-0, and a little bit low with that delivery. Oh, we called it a strike. 3-1, I had her down to first base. It was delayed by the umpire. It wasn't until that batter took that step. Again, she wanted a walk. She wasn't messing around, so it's going to be a walk. She wanted that walk anyhow. And a lot of times, umpires don't like to be showed up like that.
Well, and that was a pitch.
When you get to that batter and you step to first base.
And that was a pitch that could have easily been called a strike right there.
Yeah.
In fact, he has called that a strike.
Here's Emma Heath. Pitch is a strike call. So the walk issued by Blair Jacobus is her third of the game. As an unearned run, she's issued. Still no hits by Morton at this point. Check swing, the strike 2 is called. Bats here with Heath. So Heft on at first base. Haley Fox on deck. Canton leads it 6-1 as we end the top of the fourth here. Ball popped up here, play. Who's going to call for it? Catcher, and it's going to go right near the screen and dropped there by Nico. That was going to be a tough play, man. Told you that win is pretty havoc when you're trying to turn and make the catch. No really play an opportunity for Maddie Lake coming in from first or the pitcher there. So a tough break there. No balls, 2 strikes. Heath, again, bats here from the right side for the Lady Potters. Winds continue to push around the outfield here. Here's the next delivery. It's a base hit. It gets down. That's their first hit of the game. And again, runner down to second base. So Heath gets their first hit of the game. Down to second base will be Heft. And it comes here in this fourth inning. And again, for the Morton, runners at first and second and nobody out. That's more frustrating for coaches. Your team gets 3 runs in the second, 3 in the third. Then you kind of let them right back in the game here. So a pitch on the corner, a strike call there to Haley Fox. Strike is called. And getting ready for Fox, the lefty, back in. Nico ready. Blair Jacobus works in this fourth inning. Ball gets a little bit low. Struggling a bit is Jacobus here with a 1-1 count. First and second with nobody out. Just got to close your eyes, focus. Here we go. 1-1. Chop, and it's going to be a foul ball. One thing about it, we saw them again early in the game. You know, a little bit of mismatch with Blair. She was got thrown by the batters, a lot of the pitches. Now it's starting to timing, catching up with them a little bit there. So we're starting to get that, put the ball in play there. That was a stroke by Heath, was hit the ball pretty hard last time. That's the first really good hit they've had and the only hit they've had safely. And again, puts their strikeout, big one by Blair. So a strikeout, that's going to be her 6th strikeout of the game. Big opportunity now with first and second with one out. And it is Clara Watts. That's here.
he's consistently calling about a 2 to 3 inch
area
on the outside part of the plate, whether you're right-handed or left-handed.
Now, you got to play here. You don't really want to throw down to second base. I know Nico would like to try to pick off that runner. She gets a little distance out there at second, swinging, and it's a strike one. 1-1 on deck is the pitcher, Lasota. It was given up 3 hits, a walk, 2 strikeouts, a hit batsman, and 6 runs to this point. Again, it's a swinging, strike 2, 1-2.
She went for that on the line. So.
Looking around, the defense has changed here, still straight up out there. 1-2 with a one out, first and second. Here's the next delivery, and just missing it just a bit outside there, 2-2.
That would have been just about an inch.
Yeah, he's been calling that pitch just a little bit in. He has been calling. So 1-2, 2-2. Here's the next delivery. It's a foul ball. Stays alive. Batter was Watts. Everybody back to their position. Defensively, you got Ryman out in left. Center is Walker. And Plummer out in right defensively by this Lady Giant team. 2-2 with 1 out. First and second. Here's the delivery. A swing and a strikeout. Big one by Blair. Back-to-back K's, and that's her 7th. Big out there by the freshman, Blair Jacobus. Runners at first and second. And here's Macy Lasota, rounded out her appearance, her only one of the game. Bats here from the left side against her counterpart, Blair Jacobus. And it's a ball one.
Well, you called that a strike.
Oh, geez. I tell you why, you can't blink. This umpire is about as inconsistent as I've seen. Popping in, and Lasota's going, what did I do? I didn't do anything. So it's 1-1, even the count. With 2 down, runner at first and second, Lady Giants, 6-1 advantage. Want to keep it in check here in this 4th. Pitch, and it's 2-1.
Had to be low, because that was...
That's the only way I know, Mark. I can't really get a... Usually you can get the shoulder movement or something the way umpire does. This guy is pretty straight up, and he just holds the fingers up 2-1. Ball flared. Pop up with a third baseman, and can't get there. And one of the things here, Mark, and again, we go a little bit of unsure of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, when we get into the foul territory, you already got to be out in a hurry to get out there to make that play out there.
Well, and I always talk, go to the fence and then play back.
That's exactly. 2-2. Oh, we call that a ball. It's 3-2 now. So evens the count. 2 outs, first and second. We're in the 4th inning. Jacobus trying to strike out the side. Pop up in the play again. It goes out of play. You see McKenzie that time took a little bit stronger run at the play there at third base. And whether she was able to get to it or not, you know, that's kind of past history right now. But again, it's one of those plays, if you're a pitcher, you got to be able to make those occasionally. Get out of the inning and a walk here loads the bases up. So I told you, when you make those, you got to make some of those plays, you know.
Yeah.
When foul territory. So it's a walk. That's going to be the 4th issued by Jacobus, which is kind of really unlike her during this season. We've been low on those totals. We're back at the top of the order. They have bases loaded now.
I think we're going to see a courtesy runner, maybe.
We'll see. I think you're right there. And it's number 16, Allison Smith. And Allison Smith will run. And that is
Allison.
So courtesy runner is Smith at first. Second is Heath, and third now is Heft.
Yeah, and they've had a couple plays, one down here with Hedges, the one over here with Nico, where they had an opportunity to get that third out.
Yeah, you look at it, in the foul territory here. So at the top of the order now is Zoe Mooney. And again, I think it's still Heath out there. I think Heath is the runner out there at second. Here's the pitch slap by the hole by the third baseman. They scored. They're going to try another one. They didn't cut it off. 2 runs will score. Last one comes in. It's tagged out.
To the base.
And they will tag out Smith at third base. But they ended up getting, again, the base hit, and 2 runs will score. So they score a couple of runs. A slap hit by the third baseman, but they get the third out as the ball gets back into the tag out at third base. And again, a base hit, couple of RBIs, by Morton. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, they break through with a couple more runs. It's Canton 6 and Morton 3 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Back in a minute. Back here as we take a look at it. Again, a couple more runs. Jacobus, 4 innings, 3 hits. And again, total of 3 runs, 4 walks, and 7 strikeouts for Jacobus. Lasota, given a 3 hits, 6 runs, a walk, 2 strikeouts, a hit batsman into her 4th inning. Here's Sophie Oakes, hits it to the second baseman, bobbled, booted, second baseman boots it, and it's going to be an error. It'll be the second time she has reached via the error. That's going to be there. I think I've got 4 errors there, Mark. A throwing error, an error in the second. That's 2 errors there. And see what else. I think I've got another error that they had. An error on the right fielder, and then this error here. So that's 4 errors by Morton at this particular point. We're into the fourth inning. It's a 6-3 contest. The Lady Giants lead it. Tori Oakes, top of the order. Punts the ball and glove it out there by the first baseman. It charges in foul territory, makes the put out. Execution, you got to get those down. So one down. There's Blair Jacobus trying to help herself. Morton comes, gets back half of the runs there. Get a single run in the third, 2 in the fourth. It's 6-3. And Jacobus takes the pitch, and it's a one out strike call to Blair Jacobus from Lasota. Trying to go a little bit longer with Lasota in this game into the fourth. Their next delivery is chopped foul. Temperature of our game time, 64, and those winds have not let up.
No, they have not.
Pretty much out in center field out there.
I'm going anywhere from straight in to blowing from left field to right.
0-2, Jacobus back in. On deck, Carly Walker. And Lasota brings that next delivery. Pitch. And it's a 1-2 count. That was a pretty good pitch. Yeah, I don't know how she did not lay off of that one. So 1-2. Jacobus takes the next pitch, throws it high, 2-2. One thing about it, and it's tough to get a read on this pitcher. She's been pretty erratic. You know, that's another kind of thing to kind of get it all synced up if you're a hitter out there. And again, here's the delivery. It skips to the home plate area. And we're one down in this fourth. 3-2 is the count.
That's what I thought.
Yep. End of the fourth now, 6-3. Lady Giants with the advantage. Hit, base hit by the third baseman. And down to second base will be Oakes. Again, it's a Jacobus reaches.
Number 11, Carly Walker.
So it's a by the Lady Giants.
Now she's been hitting it. Definitely to the shortstop. This time she kind of hits it closer to the third baseman. But
be nice to get big hit here. Carly Walker. Okay. Lasota brings it, hits it in the hole, base hit. Bobby's going to screw the runner. Going to try. Comes the slide, the tag, and waiting for it out. Reaching it. Oakes was out, blocked off the plate. Jumps directly in, 7-2 with that put out, second out of the inning. And Jacobus ends up over to third base. Got to be a perfect throw, and they did.
They did.
Got a good job in execution there. Second out of the inning.
On the way they've been playing, I would have sent her.
So it's again. Walker at second. Jacobus at third now with two down. Big out defensively for them. Left fielder made a really good, strong throw. Good job of the catcher. Waiting for it and tagged. Sophie out at home plate.
Force them to make the play, and if they don't, potentially a big inning.
Yep. 2-0 now. Nico's got one hit and two plate appearances, scored back in the third. Can really capitalize here. Second and third with two outs. Nico chops it foul. Boy, she was smacked that ball, trying to keep it in fair territory here. Last couple of hits have had kind of the seeing eye ones, you know. We saw them. Mm-hmm. What they had, the RBI that they had back in there, and got a couple of runs right by the third baseman. 2-1 now. Nico digs in for the right side against Lasota. Here's the pitch. Chop. And the glove there. Knocks it down. Third baseman throws. And it's going to be out. Out at first base. bang, bang out there. That was a tough play, man. He hit the ball real hard at third.
He did.
So a 5-3 put out against Nico, and it stops the Lady Giants in the inning. They get a couple of hits, no runs, one thrown out at the plate, and they strand a couple of more. And we have stranded four through four complete. It's a 6-3 Lady Giant lead against Fort in the middle line as we head to the fifth inning. Back in 1 minute. We head to the fifth inning and the action here in the Mid-Lani Conference. Mark Bixler, Leon Gruber with you. And again, we get to the action here. 6-3, top of the fifth here. Here's the pitching totals to this point. They're brought to you by the Graham Health System. So far in this game, Jacobus has worked four innings, three hits, again, three runs allowed, one unearned, four walks, seven strikeouts for Blair Jacobus. Into the action here. And I think I said three hits. It should be just two hits there, I believe, right? For Morton. So a couple of hits there. So a couple of hits. And again, both these teams have committed multiple errors. The ball bunt. Grab there. Play. And it's going to be out. Good play there. 1-4 on the putout. Excellent play there by Jacobus, too. The covering Sophie Oakes out there. They tried for that bunt play. They executed it. I mean, it was bang, bang, and on the face there.
Hey, heads up, call by.
Yeah, Blair Jacobus really got out of the circle there because the ball is just running up the first base line here from the home plate area there.
It was a near perfect bunt.
It was. Here's Alexis Opel. She's reached on an air and walk, reached a couple of times. We're in the fifth and a 6-3 Lady Giant lead. Bats to the right side. Here's the Larry. It's a strike called, 1-1. Defensively got Hedges at third across the diamond link. At short, Torrey and Sophie Oakes. Around the outfield, Ryman, Walker, and Plummer. Popped up here to play. Who's going to get it? Center fielder, Carly Walker comes in and shallow left center. And a fly ball off the bat of Opal, second out of this fifth inning. It's nice to see. Really had the one inning and the second inning where Blair was in control, really did not have a lot of runners. Those kind of situations. So it's good to see her get quickly two outs in this fifth inning.
First couple of innings, she pitched very well.
0-2, Killian. Kyra bats to the right side for Morton. Back in action tomorrow night. We'll be at the Bob Emsfield, Canton and Farmington. Should be a good matchup there. County School. An outstanding team over there with, again, Josh Kutrich. They're 6-6. They won three games in a row now. And here in this fifth inning, Killian bats with two outs. Here's the pitch. Hit, squib to the first baseman, unassisted put out. And a 1-2-3 inning by the Lady Giants and Blair Jacobus. No hits, no runs. Nobody left on. We played through four and a half. Into the bottom of the fifth. It's the Lady Giants hanging on 6-3. Canton coming up in the bottom of the fifth. Back in a minute. There we go. Into this bottom of the fifth, trying to add to a 6-3 lead. Mackenzie Hedges scored twice. Again, she's had a hit and a walk against Lasota. So far, she has allowed six hits, six runs, one walk, two strikeouts, and a hit batsman. That's the line for Lasota, and that's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Be sure to check out the Graham Thrift Store, 175 North Main in Canton. Coming right after this game, pregame, Cardinals will take on the Brewers tonight. Pregame in the 6:10, first pitch 7:05 tonight, up and in. And it backs her off the plate. And again, here in this fifth inning of action, trying to nail down, again, conference win for the Lady Giants, number two. Morton is winless at 0-5. Takes the pitch, 3-1 now. Edges digs in for the right side. What a remarkable run this season for her sister Mariah. 9-2 at Illinois College. Had a perfect game and allowed, again, just the one hit, retired over the weekend. Glove by the first baseman, 5-3 on that ground out. So it's a McKenzie retired 5-3 yesterday. Shut out the team and won against Rose Holman. And again, in that game, allowed 9 hits. But again, McKenzie's just been on a phenomenal run. Her and her staff in the Midwest Conference are one of the top teams pitching-wise. And again, she got a win yesterday. She is 9-2, so our best to Mariah. Talk about a class young lady there. Always like to keep in contact with her, as we do a lot of the Lady Giants. Yesterday, Sydney Wells had a home run for Illinois Wesleyan, and a couple of hits for Brittany Murphy yesterday as well against the Wisconsin Whitewater. And the batter is Maddie Link. It's 1-1. May need some Tylenol after this one. After looking at this excruciating strike zone. Ball hit out. Link out the center field, and the tracks out there is Mooney, and puts it away, a fly out, second out of the inning.
That's okay. She started right, or started left, and went back right.
Yeah, you can see that wiggle of that wind out there, man. It played a little bit of havoc out there, so two outs. And Anna Plummer had a nice day today. She's had a couple of hits, a couple of RBIs, and a bat from the right side. And I tell you, you can really get down on yourself. She's had a tough go up in the outfield. Pick it up offensively today. It's been a good sign for her. And again, bats on the right side, digs in, and again, chops the ball foul. Well, she was jammed to that pitch. Just barely got it out there. 1-1.
Nice job of fighting that off and nearly sent it right down the line.
So we get in the action in this fifth inning. Played a little bit deeper out there in center field is Mooney. Kind of surprised by the depth out there they've been playing. It's 1-1 with two outs. A little bit low. It's 2-1. And again, Monday will be with the boys in action. They're on WBYS. Mark will be gone over the weekend and for the next couple of days over Monday and Tuesday as well, right?
Right.
So probably be back with us next Wednesday, I believe, is our next softball game. 2-1 is the count, and it goes outside 3-1. Plummer waits on the next delivery.
I'll actually be doing a softball game on Monday.
Yeah. Back in your home county area there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So 3-1 with two outs. Ball chop. Shortstop gloves over hand throw. Nice dig across the diamond bar by the first baseman. And again, Lesoto sets down the Lady Giants 1-2-3. So both teams and pitchers 1-2-3, fifth inning. We ended the sixth. It's the Kansas Lady Giants 6-3. The action in the middle on I, back in 1 minute. Jacobus has limited Morton to two hits. They scored a 3 runs, one of those unearned, as we get to the sixth inning and a heft for the Lady Potters. And a first pitch is a strike called. Not too much change defensively. Got Link at first, across the diamond hedges. Shortstop is Tori and Sophie Oaks at second base. And Nico Grisolano, the catcher. And it takes the pitch. It's 1-1. We're leading off in the sixth inning. Lady Giants have had 6 hits as compared to Morton's 2. They cut into the lead here. We got a couple runs in that fourth inning. Both pitchers sit down the side in the fifth. 2-1 now. Heft bats to the right side. Digs in against Blair Jacobus, the freshman. Nice change of pace pitch there, man. Again, they got a split up in the strike zone and down 2-2.
Wasn't exactly what I don't think Hep was looking for either.
That's a good look. I like the pitch there, though. Well, she kind of threw it at her. 2-2, here's the pitch. Jacobus, ball gets away. Nico can't find it. I think it's going to be a strikeout and then a error on the catcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a strikeout, and then the error on the catcher allows that runner to advance. And again in the action here. So that's going to be the couple of errors by the Lady Giants in this game. It will be, I'm looking here, 1-2, and anyone else. I think that's going to be the third error there. Is that right? Yeah, it's the third error by the Lady Giants to this point. So opens up the door here. It gets credited for the strikeout. But again, left field and center fielder comes on. Can't make the grab. Gets the runner at second out there. Nobody was going to get out there. Left fielder couldn't. It was kind of the triangle out there, Mark.
Yeah.
And the ball gets down for a hit.
Carly had to go the farthest.
I know. One of those catchable balls, but again, it was kind of like in the no man's land out there, the triangle out there. So they have first and second. The hit and the strikeout, the error. First and second, nobody out. Here's Blair. Pitch is for a ball one. I got it down now, Mark. This is the strike zone. You're like this. See, that's the ball. That's the only thing I've got
down. I'm still trying to figure out the strike zone.
The only thing I've got down consistently. 1-0. Here comes slashed foul. Right side of the infield. Foul territory. So again, Lady Giants have booted the ball three times in this game. One of those was an unearned run back in the third. Morton, well, you think you're going to check out this team, and then you give them life.
Yep.
6-3. First and second, nobody out. From the left side, pitch out 2-1, I think you indicated. Is that right?
I think so.
So 2-1, yep, the foul ball. So it's 2-1 in the sixth inning. Critical point in this game in the sixth here. Back up the middle, a base hit right through. They turn the corner, strong throw, and it's going to be late. They have just a tad bit late, and they score on the base hit there by Fox, and it was a bullet right back up the middle through the pitcher's leg. And the Heft will score. So it's a 6-4 game, and here comes Morton right back in this game here. And we'll do a little bit of switching here, I think, defensively. We'll see how that goes. I think we're going to have a change here.
Not sure.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the indication here.
Yeah.
We may see.
Oh, Emily's coming in.
Yep. So Emily Franzoni will be coming in with, again, nobody out in this sixth inning. And, again, runners at first and second will be, again, still belong to Jacobus. So Emily Franzoni coming in. We'll get the defensive changes, and we would continue a pitching change here with a score 6-4 now. And they got two people on with nobody out in this sixth inning. Back here in 1 minute.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for your lawn and garden season. Plants, flowers, trees, and bushes, all available for your landscaping projects this spring and summer for your home or business. Farm King carries a wide variety of items like grass seed, vegetable plants, garden tools, perennials and annuals, fertilizer, and outdoor equipment. Need a new lawnmower or trimmer? Then Farm King is your one-stop shop for lawn and garden essentials this spring and summer. Shop Farm King for your outdoors, the family store with more.
Pitching change, Emily Franzoni. Jacoba still not cleaning the slate here because she's still responsible for runners at first and second. Nobody out in this thing. So five innings so far. She has given up four hits, total of four runs, four walks, and in the game, total of eight strikeouts to this point, and still hasn't cleared the slate here. And again, swinging and a pitch there. Watts, first delivery from, again, Emily Franzoni, who comes in. Moving to left is Carly Walker out in center, Blair Jacobus. Both of them with adequate speed and be able to cover. Ball Brennan, who gets it. Emily, quick, strong throw. Nice job. Runners advance on the sacrifice. And it goes 1-4 on the putout. They move up second and third with one out. Good job there on the fielding play there. Emily took charge. It's going to be a tough one for McKenzie at third. And here is Lasota trying to keep her team in this game down 6-4. Now one out. And again, pitch goes outside. It's 1-0. You never know when you're going to be your number called and have to come in situations of games. 1-0. Emily, pitch, strike is called. Way to come right back. Get this ball in the strike zone. Mooney on deck for Morton.
I don't think Coach Barnes really wanted to use her, but...
And you look back at that again, that air opened the door here. You know, the strikeout, the ball got away from the catcher there, unfortunately. And they capitalized on it.
Now, that was not the start of an inning of what you wanted to see.
2-1 now to Lasota. And a strike called, evens the count, 2-2. It would be Bahusta, again, at this particular point here for a strikeout.
Yeah,
it's huge.
It would have been very beneficial.
2-2 with one down in the sixth inning. Here it comes, swinging. Nice job, Emily. Got her to swing and a strikeout against Lasota. That's the second out of the inning. Nice job by Emily there.
To get out of this with just one run scoring would be big.
So Coach Barnes slows things down here now with two out. And we may see opportunity here, but second and third. Coach Barnes going to have a discussion here with his pitcher, Emily Franzoni. I don't think anything movement-wise defensively, but I think see what they want to do. They're top of the order here with Mooney. Again, they have second and third. And again, with a senior coming up, she's one of the better hitters. You got Mooney and also Opal. Those are the two most experienced in this lineup. So I know you're going to be very careful in pitching to Zoe Mooney, who's had a single, scored, reached on a throwing error. As play resumes here in the sixth inning now, top of the sixth with now two down. And again, here in this action, Zoe Mooney bats on the left side here. Now they're going to, she likes to slap. She likes to run and slap the ball. So what happens here, ball goes out of the strike zone. It's first pitch of this at-bat. It's ball one. Protecting the line here because she likes to slap it that way to third base side. 1-0. Pitch, didn't get the call. It's 2-0. Try to keep it out of her area there. She can slap at it too, Bob.
Not good.
We're going to take a look at it here, Mark. 2-0 pitch here. Strike is called. That was a good borderline pitch there. Got it right on the corner, 2-1. So two outs in the sixth inning, trying to get out of this jam here. Second and third, here's the pitch. And it's outside, 3-1.
I think she's really looking to give her too much good to
open. I think she'd like to take her shot and maybe Thomas more than they would Mooney here. Here's the next delivery. It goes outside. So it's still kind of one of those, well, if we get a pitch in, we'll try to pitch at her. But again, a walk issued by Emily.
It's a tough decision because the go-ahead run now is on base.
So again, in this inning, two outs. Batters Thomas. And again, here we go. Batter from the left side. First pitch is a strike. Bases loaded with two outs in the sixth inning. Canton leads 6-4. Chop up the middle. Nice play by Sophie Oaks. Gets to it and gets the force out of there, out of the inning. Nice job by the Lady Giant defense. Four and assisted put out. And again, for the Lady Giants in the for Morton. And again, in the inning, they had a couple of hits. They got one run, and they strand a couple on the base pass. We go to the bottom of the sixth. In check of this game, Canton leads it 6-4 into the bottom of the sixth to face LaSota. Back in a minute. LaSota back to the circle, and the totals finished up are brought to you by Graham Health System. Blair Jacobus ended up five innings, gives up four hits, four runs, two unearned runs, four walks, and eight strikeouts. That's the book on Blair Jacobus. Still stands at this point a chance to get the win with a 6-4 lead now. Good job by Emily Franzoni. Good job coming in there and getting some outs, getting out of the inning there.
Like to see him get some insurance runs this inning.
There's Alex Chamberlain, bats on the left side, hit the ball harder, first plate appearance, and a ground out. She's 0 for 2, and the first pitch is a strike to Chamberlain. Today is the designated player of bats from the left side. 6-4 in the sixth, a little bit low. This is the way Morton, other than getting really drubbed by East Peoria, it's the way they played most everybody else in the conference, you know, with one or two runs. We talked about that being in our pregame. It's not really lopsided. Pitch up and in. It's 2-1.
That was real tempting.
He's raising up. He wanted to really swat that pitch there. And it's a 2-1 pitch. Chamberlain hits it out to right field. The ball carries and over the glove, off the glove of the fielder. And again, to the second base there. Got a glove on it, so that's going to be an error. That's a tough one. And again, well, it's going to be one of those plays here, Mark. And to take a look at it anytime, I always learn once you got a glove. It's a tough chance.
Yeah.
But
she still should have had it. It looked like it was right in the webbing.
Anytime you touch the glove there. And again, and it's going to go to the foul ball here. Yeah. Batter is Sophie Oaks. So Chamberlain reaches, and she ends up at second base here.
Basically,
we'll take a look at
her.
Yep. That is her fifth error of the game by Morton. Fifth error. Here's the pitch. Going to look the bunt and a ball, 1-1. So Chamberlain reaches here via the air. She's on its second base now. Sophie Batson and Tori on deck here. 6-4 in the sixth here. Looking right back to the pitcher there, Lasota. Well, I thought maybe he was going to be running out of gas there for a while, but she's had a little second life here.
Yeah.
Try to keep him close here. And her team has battled. And again, in this action, the ball bunted right back to the pitcher play. And it goes 1-4, sacrifice. Nice job there by Sophie. And gets that runner all the way to third base now. So a nice job when you get to that particular point here.
And it's up to Torrey to drive her in.
It's a big run out there, but now one out. Here's Torrey. Nothing fancy. Just put the ball in play here with one out. Here's the pitch. Strike is called. She's worked around six hits in the game, a walk and two strikeouts and a hit batsman. That's Lasota. Ball chopped, and that's going to be a foul ball.
Boy, that was pretty close.
That was pretty close. And that was, I mean, right at the bag there. Right at the bag. In the sixth, a 6-4 Canton advantage. Scored three in the second, three in the third. Morton had a single in the third, two in the fourth, one in the sixth. Outside, 1-2.
Again, that is one of the reasons I always thought when you're charging down the line, especially at third base, make sure you are in foul territory.
Absolutely. 1-2 pitcher, foul ball. Again, a lot different selection. We've seen Lasota really mix up a variety of different pitches today. You know, tried to keep the ball. The one thing she's been consistent the most of, Mark, is keeping the ball inside of these hitters, really tying them up. 1-2, runner at third, and a ball, foul ball.
I bet she, because of that, I've lost count on how many foul balls that she's forced.
Yeah. Yeah, a ton in this game, hasn't she? Center field, you have Mooney, left is Killian, and Troxel out in right field defensively by Morton. Lasota, the starter, remains in the game here in the sixth, and it's a 2-2 count. Pretty close there, too close. The 2-2 pitch there.
You got to know, remember what this guy has called.
Absolutely. And again, a little bit low. It's 3-2. Here we go. It's drama time in the sixth inning. Runner third and one out. And Torrey with a 3-2 delivery coming up from Lasota. Try to add to this middle on night conference lead. And a foul ball.
Well, just because you think it's outside of the strike zone, doesn't matter what you think. It's
I'd like to see Torrey wait just a beat on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really turning on it a little bit too quick. You can see why she's driving the ball foul territory here. 3-2 pitch. Belts it down the left field line, and it goes out of play here. Get a pretty good look at that pitch. She did a little bit of better job of waiting back on that time, Mark.
Yeah,
I think she waits out there. She can drive it out there deep out there.
Well, she's up toward the front of the batter's box, but really, she could probably move up to the very front of the batter's box.
So in the inning, an error started things out, ended up going all the way to second base, sacrificed by Sophie, and they advanced a runner to third base. Now it's Torrey batting with that runner at third and one out. Here's a delivery inside, and a walk issued by Lasota. And in this game, only her second walk issued. There we go. It's time to break this game open here, Mark. 6-4 advantage now. Runners at the corners, first and third.
Mark could still help herself.
Yep. Chamberlain at third. Oaks at first on the walk. And Coach Barnes will have a little discussion here. We may have a courtesy runner. I don't I think that's who we're going to have, a courtesy
Alex
runner.
Mortland.
And again,
coming in for Chamberlain.
And again, it's a runner at third base there.
Courtesy runner, number 24, Allison Mortland.
So again, the Mortland to run at the third there. So again, down to second will be Torrey Oaks. A little delayed steal there. So runner now second and third, and with one out.
You got to sell that a little better than what Morton did.
Yeah. Blair Jacobus at the bat. A little bit low with that delivery. So it's again Allison Mortland A runner at third. Troy down to second. And Jacobus with a 2-0 count and delivery. Ball three.
What they did is
opportunity here.
And Torrey was stealing.
Yeah.
They threw it back to the pitcher, but it was just kind of a soft throw.
Yeah.
You got to throw it quicker.
So 3-0, and a strike is called. Yeah, you can have a little bit of better deception part of that.
Exactly.
In the sixth here, one out. Here's the delivery inside and another walk. Those are going to start to catch up with you. And again, now you find Jacobus at first, Torrey at second, Northland at third. And Carly Walker could put this game out of distance here with a 6-4 advantage with one out in the sixth inning here. Got to be patient here. Pitch a little bit low. And if you're on the base pass here, you got to be a heads up and knowing where that runner in front of you is. So with one out, Lasota trying to make her way through the sixth inning here. Pitch, check swing, and foul ball. She knew she'd like to have that one back. That's one of the kind of things. You just got to take a full swing and take your chances hitting into the hole to the right side. 1-1 from the lefty, Lasota. Bases loaded, and it goes south side, 2-1.
Earlier this year, she had 2 grand slams in the same inning.
In the same inning.
With the same runners on.
Here's the pitch. And a strike is called. That was a tough one there. She bailed out.
Yeah.
Looked like she was going to get hit, and it came back. And the umpire called it a strike, evens the count 2-2.
I don't know if it came back.
No.
The umpire thought it did.
Well, the listener's got to believe that, right? You can't make the umpire look totally bad. Maybe we didn't get a good look at it, you know. So.
Okay. I didn't know.
3-2 with the bases loaded and a one out. In a 6-4 Canton lead. Well, Soto brings the pitch, foul ball. I'd be getting myself maybe a chest protector down there if I'm Coach Barnes down there. It's a lot of traffic down there with them foul balls down there. Carly back in. Big moment here in this game of the conference action.
Just a base hit right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Just putting the ball in play. Inside and walk the bases loaded. So again, over to third will be Torrey. Scoring is Mortland. So Mortland scores. And it's another walk by Lasota. And already 3 walks in this inning, 4 for the game. A little conversation with the bases still loaded. And Nico Grisolano will face Lasota. We told you about not having a lot of depth in their pitching. You know, it's one of the things when you get to this area here. So Canton try to tack on another run. They lead it 7-4 now. Nico with the bases loaded and one down. And here it comes a little bit low from Lasota. You can tell she's feeling a little fatigued out there. You can just tell that
she's laboring.
You can tell. And it's one of the things. I've been a pitcher. I know. You're trying to find something to kind of push you over the edge to get you through games here. You know, you just can't get the ball sometimes in the strike zone. So you're going to kick at the dirt. You're going to do something.
Kick it to where you want it to go.
1-1 to Nico. Base is loaded. Pitch up. Way to lay off that pitch. 2-1 now. However, postgame show you for you will be coming up, brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. Check out their quick lunch, soup, and salad bar in the Sunday buffet, Big Rack Steakhouse. Ball chopped foul. I'm going to say this, you know, really, give her a little bit of credit, too. I've not really seen us really get, I mean, we've had some good hacks at it, but we've hit everything, a lot of foul balls. I mean,
absolutely.
Off the third base side. I mean, a ton of foul balls today. So 2-2 now. Bases loaded and one out in the 6-7-4 Lady Giants. And chop foul again. Nico trying to get the best delivery again. I'll give Lasota, you know, some partial credit to this, you know. Because he has really did a good job keeping the ball inside. I mean, not really getting your hands extended out and drive the ball. It's 2-2 in the sixth here. Lasota back to work here. Ball driven foul. Tell you, she made a mistake on that pitch, and Nico just
could not make her pay.
You know. Because she kept the ball out over the plate that time. So it remains 2-2. An error opened up this inning, a sacrifice, and three consecutive walks. Here's the pitch hitter.
Yep.
And another run. Nico and a hit batsman. That's his second of the game for LaSota. Second hit batsman. 8-4 now. And we mentioned coming in, Mark, and we made a point of this, that their weak link has been their pitching. You know, and they're making, you know, we're not putting the ball in play, but we're getting some runs here.
Right.
So we got a couple runs now. They've had four reached by either the walk. Line drive grabbed by the pitcher. Everybody back to the bags here. Line drive by Hedges right to the pitcher. Look what I got.
Yeah.
She looked up and the ball is right in her gloves. A line out by Hedges.
Well, it's called those look what I found.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
So we've got a couple of runs in this via no hits to this point. And it's kind of a strange the way that the game has kind of finished out here. 8-4 now. And a pitch, a strike call to Maddie Link, who bats here in the sixth inning. Reached center field, destroy, struck out, and flew out. There's strike number two. And that's a reach to get that for a strike. But no balls, two strikes. We're in the sixth inning of action. Here's the next pitch. It's driven out left field, down for a base hit. And a
score.
A boot, an error. And then coming in, sliding in, doesn't have the ball, called her out. I thought she had the leg in there. It was a kind of a bobble there by the catcher. And then out at home plate was Jacobus. And again, it's going to be a hit and the error out in left field, then the put out. And that's the way the inning comes to an end. Again, just the one hit. Again, the Lady Giants end up getting a couple of runs. And they strand a couple of base runners. So we play six complete. And the Lady Giants now. And again, as we take a look at it, with a couple more runs in this inning, it is an 8-4 game as we get to the action here. As we head to the seventh, and the Lady Giants try to seal down the Middle Atlantic Conference win. Back in a minute. Back here as we slide into the seventh inning here. Need three outs. Nailed out the conference win. Lady Giants get a couple of extra runs. There are three runs in that sixth inning, and they push it to a 9-4 advantage. And again, did it without really just the 8-1 hit. I did not get any runs other than that particular juncture of the game. So we'll try to seal it now with Emily Franzoni in. Kind of lock up the win for Blair Jacobus. And it'll be Alexis Opal about here in the seventh. Here's the delivery, and by Emily, a strike is called. Try to nail down the conference win number two of the season, trying to get to five wins on the Lady Giants. Here's the delivery, spanked out to center field, right fielder comes on. Nice grab by Anna Plummer out there. Nice grab as she's running the end of the gap out there. Great job there. Squeezed the ball and made the grab.
Absolute
nice job.
She struggled at times out there, but...
Yep. Was a good running catch
up
there.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes you get a game off, and then you start to think about things out there. And nice running catch out there by Plummer. That's one down. Here's Kyra Killian, the freshman, and she is 0-3 in this game. And we try to save the game for Jacobus and the Lady Giants for the win. Strike called, 0-2. On deck is Emma Heft here. Lady Giants were issued a bunch of walks, took advantage of an error, got three runs in that sixth inning, and a strikeout by Franzoni. So that's the second out of the inning. And for Emily, since coming in, it's her second strikeout. Blair went five. Emily trying to finish up the final two innings of this game. There's Emma Heft. Pitch strike is called. Two down in the seventh inning. We'll join in the pregame show right after our postgame. Cardinals in Milwaukee. Ground ball back to the mound. Emily, nice job. Comes in relief. 1-3 on the putout. And a nice save job there by Emily Franzoni. The win goes to Blair Jacobus, a loss to LaSota. And the Kent Lady Giants get their fifth win of the spring and 2-3 in the conference. Morton, 5-11 and 0-6. Up next, is the post-game show. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Check out the quick lunch, soup, and salad bar in the Sunday buffet. Big Rack Steakhouse in Canton post-game when we continue here in 2 minutes. The post-game show. Nice win for the Lady Giants here this afternoon. Ended up being a 9-4 score. And we'll get the totals for you again. Key game, you know, I think a couple of different occasions. You got a little bit of confidence in Anna Plummer back in the game today. That was really key for her offensively. That made a nice running catch out there. And again, you got the pitching of Blair Jacobus. Couldn't get through the sixth inning there and came in. Emily did a great job, Franzoni, to finish it out. Got the one walk, a couple of strikeouts, and got the save. Win goes to Blair Jacobus. And with that win here this afternoon, we'll get to the totals for you as we continue here on the post-game show. And again, in that win total, Blair Jacobus now is 4-3 on the season. We'll get to our numbers. The post-game is up next, brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main and Canton. We'll finish the totals, hit runs, and errors. We'll have our outstanding player performance, all there for you coming up as we continue back in 90 seconds. That's an error.
Even though it's a pass call, it is
right.
Still considered an error.
Back here on our post-game show, trying to figure out the totals here for you. Get to those. Let's give you four. Morton, they got four runs and four hits. The Lady Giants committed three errors, and they strand six on the base path. And again, our hit runs and error totals are brought to you by the Graham Health System. Check out the Graham Thrift Store, 175 North Main in Canton. And again, for Canton, they had nine runs, seven hits. And again, Morton commits five errors, and Canton left six on the base path. And again, winning goes to Blair Jacobus. They had five innings, about four hits, four runs, two unearned runs, four walks, and eight strikeouts. Emily Franzoni gets the save, had a couple of innings in relief, one walk, and two strikeouts. Losota takes a loss for Morton. Again, with the six innings, allowed five, that's six hits, also nine runs, four walks, two strikeouts, and two hit batsmen. Those are the totals for you. On our post game, it's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Check out them on North Main Street in Canton for the Graham Thrift Store. Next is the Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine Outstanding Player Performance. It's brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine. Call 649-1572. They fix sports injuries, Mark. And we kind of decided that it is
Anna Plummer.
Anna Plummer today. Not only the nice running catch out of right field, but prior to that, had a good at-bat, had a single. They end up scoring in that second inning, which aided us in three runs. Had a bases-clearing single, and the ball was booted by the right fielder, so she, again, went three RBIs on the day. She was 2-for-3 in the action. Again, Anna Plummer for the outstanding player performance here from this post-game show here from the CHS Softball Complex. So, again, any kind of comments there, Mark? We'll wrap things up. We've got the Cardinals. And the pregame show, we'll join them in progress in just a moment.
And always a great day when the Little Giants pull out a win. And certainly next week.
Makeup game against
Pekin. Mm-hmm. And maybe the fourth time or is it the fifth time?
Maybe it'll be the lucky time. Yeah. The charm will be to get that fourth game in on the makeup. We'll be with the boys on Monday. Mark will be gone. He'll be back with us on Wednesday. For girls softball. Again, a victory for Blair Jacobus with a good relief help from Emily Franzoni and some key hits there by Hannah Plummer was 2-for-3 with three RBIs in the action here this afternoon. And it's a victory. Lady Giants now are 5-7 on the year, 2-3 in the conference. And Morton drops to 5-11. They are 0-6. Thanks to Megan Ringer back at the studios. Mark, and again, we've got baseball tomorrow, Canton and Farmington. Bob will be joining him for that. And hope you have a good weekend there and the extended few days off there. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next week as usual. That's our postgame through Lady Giants Softball. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. And again, to check out their quick lunch, soup, and salad bar on the Sunday buffet, Big Rack Steakhouse in Canton. Thanks for joining us for the time being. For Mark, I'm Leon. Victory tonight by the Canton Lady Giants by a score of 9-4. Softball victory against the Morton Lady Potters. Up next, it's the Cardinals pregame. That's up next from Milwaukee.